I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission Swimming Pools TAC meeting of Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Just a few points, please be aware of background noise. Keep your devices on mute. If you're using a phone, do not put it on hold. Please wait to speak until I invite you to do so at the appropriate times. And please state your name each time you speak, and of course, TAC members when making and seconding motions. So let's go ahead and determine we have a quorum. Commissioner Betts? Here. Jordan Clarkson? Michael Garacio?
Jack Morrell standing in for Mike.
Okay, Jack, very good.
Jack Morrell for Michael.
Okay. Jim with the Petrie?
Here.
Okay. Linda Patrick?
Here.
And Adam Flannery for Bob Vincent?
Here.
And John Whaler?
Waller, here.
Waller, sorry.
That's okay.
So we have... six of seven. I'll check one more time if Jordan's in. Jordan,
yes.
Are you here now?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we have all seven members present. So from DBPR, we have Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Arlita Peters, Chip Sellers, and Justin Vogel. And I'm the commission's facilitator, Jeff Blair. And so first order of business is today's agenda is in addition to approving the agenda in a minute, to provide the commission with the tax recommendations regarding errata and glitch amendment submitted for consideration for inclusion in the 8th edition. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion by name and a second to approve the agenda as posted?
Linda Patrick, move to approve.
Jack Morrell, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for Patrick Morrell. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. The meeting minutes from the May 8, 2024 meeting were posted. Unless there's any revisions or corrections, is there a motion to accept those meeting minutes as posted?
Linda Patrick.
All right. Who's the second? Commissioner Batts made the second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Jim, if you'd allow me to share the screen, please. All right, I presume you're seeing the screen. I'm just going to give a very brief overview since we've already done this process for this code cycle. In essence, the proponent will have an opportunity 3 minutes to present their proposed errata or glitch. We'll take any additional public comment, pro and con. Then we'll come back to the TAC for your any questions, discussion, and or a motion. So the TAC has two issues or two things to do for each one. So first is to determine if it's submitted as an errata, does it meet the definition of errata, which means a list of errors on current and previous editions of the Florida Building Code. So it's errata to the code. And then on the glitch amendment, does it meet the criteria in statute in order to qualify as a glitch amendment? Conflicts with the updated code, conflicts between the updated code and the Florida Fire Prevention Code, unintended results from the integration of previously adopted amendments with the model code, the equivalency of standards, changes to or inconsistencies with federal or state law, or adoption of an updated edition of the NEC, which would not apply in this case. So the first question is does it meet it, or criteria, or the definition? And if so, to make a motion to approve or to deny. Approve it as submitted, or approve it as modified, or to deny it. It doesn't meet the criteria. It doesn't meet the criteria of glitch, therefore, even if you like it, you would vote to deny it for this process. And, you know, there's only two, so we'll go through in turn. We'll start with the errata, and they'll take the glitch. Does anybody, any tax member have any questions on the process? Okay, very good. Then I'm going to get started with the first one, and then Mo will want to offer some information regarding. Mo, do you want, is there anything you want to show the tax document-wise, or do you want me just to go? Down. All right, well, the first one we're going to take up is it's the SWFBC BR Chapter 4, Chapter 45, errata number 1 from Jennifer Hatfield. Jennifer, are you here? Would you like to speak on this errata?
Hi, this is Jen Hatfield, representing the Pool of Hots of Alliance. And this is just addressing the standard. It was just inaccurately put into the reference standards chapter, so we're just making sure it reflects the PHTA name instead of the old APFC name.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak on this one? All right, TAC members, is there any questions or comments, or is there a motion? For instance, if you agreed, you would make a motion that it is an errata and to recommend the commission approve it as submitted, for example.
I recognize this as an errata and make a motion that we approve it.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, is there a second? I heard something, but who was it?
Morrell, second.
Now we have a motion and a second to recommend to the commission this is an errata and to approve as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, our next one is SWFBCB Chapter 4, glitch number 1, submitted by Michael Weinbaum. So, Michael, are you on? Mo, would you like to speak to this then?
Yeah, it's fine. This is Mo Madani, and it looks like really the glitch, or he's claiming is a glitch, is mainly he's looking at changing language that is, as noted in page 2 of the submittal. There is a language that existed in the 2020 code and so on. It says no food or beverage in the bull or a bull whip deck. Under the 2020 code, we added commercially bottled water in plastic bottles allowed on the bull wet deck for bull patron hydration. Then under the 2023 code, we added that exception, which is for mainly the swim-up bar, which is its food and beverage serving in accordance with the swim-up bar requirement found in the Department of Health, the Rule 64E for the Administrative Code. The glitch, it seems like, is trying to revise language that already existed in the 2020 code, and no change to it was under the 2023 code. So I'm not sure why we call this a glitch. It seems to me this is a code change. So I'm not sure. I don't think I would call it a glitch because there is nothing happens to it under the 2023 code.
Okay. Does anybody from the public wish to speak either in favor or in opposition to this? Which item? All right, going back to the TAC, questions, discussion, or a motion? You heard from Mo, his analysis, what said it didn't meet the glitch criteria. That's the first question. You'll need to determine and then, you know, how to vote based on that. TAC members? So, for example, if you agree with Mo, you said this is not a glitch and we recommend the commission deny this. If you don't agree, then you'll come up with something else. Your choice.
Linda Patrick, I'll agree with Mo. I don't feel like it's a glitch, so... Oh, it's not
All right,
a glitch.
So your motion is not a glitch and to recommend denial, correct?
Correct.
All right, is there a second? Commissioner Betts makes the second. Any discussion on this? All those in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Is there any other comments that any either the public or a TAC member would like to make? All right. Well, then, Commissioner Batts, I will turn it to you to say that we stand adjourned, sir.
No further business. For the swing for TAC, this meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. This conference is no longer being recorded.